And Peter Bell joins us, the General Manager of Football Operations at the Freo Dockers. Belly, welcome to the show.
Carl, Ben, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, mate. Now, what happened in 5 days, declaring 5 days ago that you were out of the chase for the Star Demon, citing some due diligence, and in the end, 5 days later, you land him?
Yeah, look, it was a complicated process. I guess all trades are, and clearly I'm new to the game, but a really complicated process. A few things happened over the weekend that led us to be able to re-engage with Melbourne, and the end result of that is a trade was able to be facilitated because of a great team effort by Fremantle and a terrific effort also by the Melbourne Footy Club, who saw that Jesse had a real desire to get back to Western Australia. We were thrilled that we were his club of choice. We've been able to execute a 3-year contract with Jesse, and hopefully we are in a position where we'll be extending that on a number of occasions.
Can you enlighten us a bit more about the due diligence that needed to be done, given that that was the words used 5 days ago?
Yeah, a lot around the navicular fracture that he has in his left foot. So that is generally an injury. It's a really serious injury, actually, and it's an injury that you get some kind of idea of the progression of at about the 12-week scan mark. We were well shy of that 12-week mark, so that was one of the real issues we had to consider. We had to consider whether we were likely to be able to conclude a deal with Melbourne and their expectations, and really, really happy that both teams were able to achieve that with the help of a number of other teams as well, because there were a stack of teams involved in that trade. We all had to work for the best outcomes for our players and members and supporters and stakeholders. And look, I'm sure you'll be able to enlighten your listeners as to what it means for Melbourne and for Gold Coast and for GWS and everyone else as well. But I'm just very pleased that we have a big power forward in Jesse Hogan that our midfielders will be able to look up to and deliver the ball to, hopefully.
When's he going to be ready to play? I mean, what are the risks associated with the injury that he sustained?
If he makes progress. I'm not a navicular fracture specialist. That'll be the medical and the strength and conditioning team. If he makes the progress that I understand he can make, he will hopefully be back in full football training by early in the new year.
And Belly, what about Lachie Neale? Now, you said at the very start of this trade period that it'd
be a
better...
You're going to say feather in the cap, aren't you? You're going to say feather in the cap? Very poor choice of words.
It would be a feather in your cap if you're able to keep him. It's very difficult to change someone's mind once they've made it up. Obviously, you weren't able to change his mind.
Well, first of all, I've got to say, I had what was coming to me for using such a poor choice of words. On a serious note, really disappointed to lose Lachie Neale. As has been well documented, he has been a two-time Doig medalist winner. He came runner-up in the other year in the last 3 years. But more than that, he's an outstanding person of great character. He's achieved a lot for Fremantle, so it is really disappointing to lose him. We wish Lachie and Jules all the best up at Brisbane as they embark upon a new adventure, but from that position, we had to do the best for our football club, and we thought that we managed to achieve a satisfactory outcome, but obviously losing a player of Lachie's calibre is disappointing.
Why did he want to leave, Pete? Because it wasn't the money. Because you could offer him the money. Why do you want to go?
Yeah, not sure exactly on the deal that he has up there at Brisbane. They're an exciting club, I suppose, to be involved with. There's been a lot of talk about they're a team that could climb the ladder pretty quickly next year. As to his motivations for the move, I guess that's for Lachie and Brisbane to be able to explain. Look, I think he's looking for in my brief conversations with him, he's excited about a new phase of his footy career and a new adventure. So he saw that as being at Brisbane. And once he had made that decision, well, we had a decision. We had a process whereby we had to turn that into a good outcome for Fremantle.
And what about Tim Kelly, Pete? Did you guys try and throw a Hail Mary late and see whether you could snap it to Kelly?
I only learned that that trade didn't go through whilst I was doing media interviews afterwards, because, of course, we were thrilled to be able to also add Travis Collier right at the last minute when the Dylan Scheel deal was sort of looking like it may go through between GWS and Essendon. So we were able to jump on Travis, who's a terrific athlete. But getting back to Tim Kelly, Look, Tim's a player we've watched very closely. I've watched a lot of him play, a lot of Tim at South Fremantle over the last few years before he got drafted to Geelong, and what a debut season he had. Obviously, Tim had a preference to get to West Coast if a deal could be done. Unfortunately for Tim, maybe fortunately for Geelong, that deal wasn't able to be facilitated. But he's a player we'll continue to monitor, and if he wants to come back to Western Australia next year, we'll definitely take a look at him, and hopefully we'll be in the running.
Do you sort out the issues that Anthony van der Wielen has with Freo after what he made very clear on Trade Radio, that there's some bee in his bonnet, obviously?
Yeah, I had a couple of conversations with Anthony, and look, there was so much on that, and we chatted briefly, and I've known Anthony for a long time, and he took me through what he had meant in some of his comments. So, I mean, he can explain those, I'm sure, if you ever wanted to get him on to discuss the outcome in the Kelly situation. Players want to go to certain clubs for a number of different reasons, as you guys know, just like Rory Lobb and Jesse Hogan. Reece Conker's another one who wanted Fremantle to be their home. Other players want to go to other places, and clearly West Coast with a premiership and a powerhouse in the competition was attractive for Tim, so I can understand that.
Why a four-year deal for Lobb and only a three-year deal for Hogan? It's better than 8 years that people were talking about prior to this negotiation taking place, and $8 million, which is what we're all getting told.
Yeah, the numbers that get bandied about are incredible these days, and there's a lot of them, and they're all over the place. Generally, I have a policy that I'm not going to talk about contracts and quantum of dollars and duration and all those kinds of things. Jesse was comfortable in Jesse's camp with that, and Rory, every situation's a little bit different. I haven't spoken much about Rory or the other guys, but we really like Rory as that tall forward who can give us some depth in the ruck as well. He's very keen to strut his stuff as a key forward. We think that he's really valuable as a backup to Aaron and Sean Darcy in the ruck as well. And what I really like is we're starting to get a little bit of depth in the key forward position, which has been an area that Matt Tavener and a few of the other younger guys like Brennan Cox and Cam McCarthy have been filling. But we've got some real depth there bringing in Hogan and Lobb.
Did Lobb tell you guys clearly, Pete, that he doesn't want to play as a number one ruckman, that he wants to play predominantly forward?
He was actually saying he's happy to play wherever he can get a game, but he saw himself as more a forward ruck rather than ruck forward, and that's just a nuance. He's played some really good footy in the ruck. He's a terrific athlete, 207 centimetres tall, but he saw himself as really having an impact as a key forward, and that's where we see him as well. Having said that, at that size and with that athleticism, he can certainly fill a role for us, helping out Aaron and Sean Darcy.
Colin Young, the manager of Harley Bunnell, was on Trade Radio this morning stating very clearly that you and he had a meeting and you laid it out plainly on the table what he needs to do. It was a pretty frank and open conversation, I understand.
Yeah, the club and Harley have had a couple of conversations, and obviously the players hold each other to a very high account, and Harley is well aware of the expectations that are placed on all of the players. We're just hopeful that he can get over his injuries. He's in fantastic condition at the moment, so we're hopeful that he can catch a break and really show the football world what a talent he is.
Does Shane Kirsten have a contract at the moment?
Shane Kirsten is a contracted player, yes.
Right, so he stays on the list, and with what you ended up with on the back of the trade period and with the picks that you're going forward, what do you need?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, Lockie's going to be hard to cover, and that was what the attraction, obviously it was a deal done earlier in the trade process, but Reece Conker gives us great flexibility. He can play defensive mid, he can go back to half-back. We're hopeful that our younger players that we've drafted in over the last couple of years can continue to develop. But Lockie is a superb player, as you know, so he's going to take some other players to step up and fill that role. I guess more broadly, Carl, we're just looking at natural improvement from the players. Such a young group, we would like to get our best players out on the park as often as possible as well. And we'd like to get some depth into the organisation, which I think we've been able to achieve.
First time going through this process, what did you learn?
I think that every trade is a complicated trade, Carl, and I know that there is enormous interest out there as well, which has been which has been extraordinary. I've been over here in Melbourne, obviously, but I know that the clicks on the websites and the social media, I had about 25 people send me that meme of myself with a feather in the cap, so I've copped that sweet. So that's okay, but it is a very popular part of the AFL season, I suppose. It sounds funny to say that, given that the season finished a couple of weeks ago. And the show rolls on. We move to the draft. We've got a great team who worked all throughout the week, like all the clubs do, but I've got to say we're particularly pleased to have entered this trade period with picks 6 and 77, and we've still managed to have a first, second, third and fourth round in this year's trade. We've managed to bring in some players. Having said all of that, again, to lose Lockie was disappointing.
Well, you'll be happy to know that you have a few members who will be going and picking up their memberships and coming back and renewing them, because they're going to throw them in the bin last night if you didn't land Jesse Hogan. Thanks for coming on.
No worries at all. Always a pleasure to speak to you and Ben, Carl. Thanks.